Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Well, hey, good morning, everybody. I'm just coming back from my vacation, and I know my last podcast was all about me going on vacation and stepping away for about a week or so, but I'm back now, and I'm here with you this morning on this Tuesday morning, right before we're going to hit this 4th of July tomorrow, so barbecues, fireworks, parties, all kinds of great stuff going on tomorrow, so lots of excitement, a lot of times to be mindful of the things that we're doing, to appreciate all the things that we have, celebrate in those that have sacrificed for us, and then also get some good soul food going to spend time with those that you love and care about, or just friends and family or anything like that. So that was kind of the purpose of what I did last week. I went up to, with my family, we traveled up to northeastern Maine to open up our family camp. Went up there, I'm sure some of you saw photos when I was putting the blogs out or putting the No Finish Line Nation posts or anything like that about what our purpose of what, why we were up there in northeastern Maine up in Calais, and we were opening up our family camp. We got everything all set up, ready to go for all kinds of other people to come and celebrate with our family. It's going to be great. So that was great for us. We got a little time away. I've been working really hard, doing lots of podcasts, doing lots of blogs, working my regular job, going out, driving business and doing things like that. It was good to spend a few days with just me, my son, and my wife, kind of off the grid a little bit where we were fishing, canoeing, and those kind of things. So if you get a chance to do that, or you get a chance to spend some good quality time, even though I know right now it's an absolute scorcher all along the East Coast. It's a heat index of over 100. Holy smokes. But even up here in Maine, we're going to be up towards like 95 or 100 on the heat index with the temperature right around 90. So today's Coffee Talk is a little bit, the podcast today is about kind of like what we're going into tomorrow, okay? So if we're going into 4th of July, a lot of people get a little bit apprehensive around 4th of July. Why? Because we're going to go to things like barbecues, you're going to have food thrown at you, tried to shove down your throat, you're going to have family making you feel guilty about not eating the good foods, and you're only eating healthy, or you're getting too skinny, or, you know, maybe you should lose some weight, or whatever it is that goes on. So people sometimes, when we get around families, much like Thanksgivings, Christmases, and whatever else, 4th of July is around time with family. And it creates anxiety, it creates this energy of nervousness, or anything like that, right? So we're all in the same boat. And every time we get around it, there's always something that goes on that you're thinking to yourself, you try to prepare yourself mentally for before we get to it on the 4th of July, on the holiday itself. My big thing is, of course, food. So if I'm barbecuing, I want to be able to have healthier options, but I also know that people bring pulled porks and ribs and hot dogs, beef hot dogs, and whatever else that's there that I like to partake in. So being mindful is something that I've got to do during this holiday time frame. So with that being said, the word of the day today, it's something that I was thinking about as I was heading back, and I got back into the groove a couple days ago on, or actually on Sunday when we got back in town, and that's about pivoting, okay? So tomorrow, as you're going through your holiday, think about the word pivot, and I'll explain. So pivot, from when I was growing up, was when I played basketball, the coach used to always say, if you get the ball and you go down to the lane and you want to be able to work it. I'm a big guy, so I usually work the lane a lot of times. I wasn't an outside shooter as much as I was down in the post and trying to work with it. But I would get the ball and you'd put down your pivot foot, which is the foot that needs to stay planted on the floor. Okay, the pivot foot is like a center of gravity. So when you put your pivot foot down, you land it into the floor, you plant it, and then you rotate off of that pivot foot. As long as you never pick that pivot foot up off the floor, you wouldn't be called for a penalty. So you're rotating around, you navigate through, you kind of throw your body around a little bit, and then your center of gravity gives you the ability to be able to try to lay it up or do a fallaway shot or a jumper or whatever else you can do. So the pivot foot is a really important piece to it. Now, this is just talking basketball, but why can't you translate that into life, okay? What's your pivot foot look like? Do you have a pivot point? Do you have a point that you can use to ground yourself and not be able to be distracted, move around, be disengaged, to fall apart? Do you use your pivot foot or your pivot, whatever it is that you're using, as something that's a source of strength, or do you use your pivot as being something that is holding on for dear life as you're going through life in general? right? Because life happens and negative energy happens and bad things happen and things start to break and things start to crash and burn, all those things. And if you got your pivot foot planted into the ground, you can usually navigate through that. So you got the wind going on, you got some stability going, you got some ground foundation going, and you're able to move through it. Well, the other part of the pivot aspect of what we're talking about here is, are you able to pivot from left to right and go to plan B or C if plan A doesn't work? Now, I've had many podcasts before talking about what's your plan B, what's your plan C, and what's your plan D. And it's all, it's great, right? Because you really have to have those things on the backup for you to be able to be successful in this journey, to navigate, to do all the things that are necessary for you to be successful in the long run and in the short run, okay? So pivoting is two parts. Your pivot foot is the stability and the grounding and the foundation that you could find to be able to navigate through and find firm strength during time of tumults or time of chaos, right? So what's your pivot? What's your pivot foot? Do you have meetings that you go to that you can have camaraderie with other folks? Do you have a place where you can go to that you guys can talk about your issues together? Is there a group of ladies or a group of guys or a group of folks in general at work that you guys get together at lunchtime and talk about just venting or talk about things that are bothering you, or you guys can get together to just kind of vent it out or talk about it, or a group that you could get together that needs to support each other. So if you're having a tough day, what a great time to have coffee with somebody to be able to lift you up and be able to say, hey, you know what? You're awesome. What are you doing? Stop being so negative about yourself and your journey. So how do we get to the place where we can find out what our pivot point is? Who's our grounding? Who's our foundation? What are we using? So I just mentioned meetings could be one. Family could be another. Now, family's a tough one because a lot of times families are tougher than your regular friends that you surround yourself with. They may not be as supportive as those friends that you have decided to surround yourself with, right? Family always feels, I'm going to be tough on them because they're family. That's my brother, and I'm going to make sure that I let him know that I think that he's fat and he's overweight and he's going to be able to die young if he keeps on going down the path that he does, which really isn't helpful all that a lot of times, right? I mean, we need support. And or if you're losing weight, family can be also be a difficult one to say, hey, listen, I've heard this so many times. I don't have this issue because I've always been big. But I've heard it from other people telling me that moms and dads might say, you're getting too skinny. You should put some meat on your bones. You're losing all this weight. What are you doing? You should eat some of this stuff over here. And you get food pushers and people that make you feel guilty about not eating the foods that they're bringing to the table that's loaded with butter and saturated fats and all kinds of great things that don't do very good for your body, nor does it do good for your mind and your soul. So here we are. Looking at the family aspect of it, I look at the positive side of the family aspect of it. If you don't have positive people in your family that won't support you and push forward with all the things you're trying to be able to accomplish, then guess what? You need to move on. You need to say, I love you, bro. I love you, sis. I'm not going to talk to you about the things that I need to for me to be healthy and stay focused. So lean in on the people that are there to support you. Lean in on the people that are there to lift you up, hold you accountable, bring great things to the table with you, celebrating your successes, compliment you every once in a while, right? It's interesting how the family aspect of where we're at, and this is mostly my journey, the family aspect of where we're at should be the most loving aspect of what you have in your life, but it ends up being that they're the toughest in life. And a lot of people think to themselves, well, I need to be tough on my family because they need to hear the straight skinny, and I hear all that, right? But I also know that some family members are very loving and very caring, and they need that nurturing to be able to keep moving forward. This journey is not easy. It's hard. Why do you think I do a podcast about it all the time? Because literally, you're my outlet, right? You're part of that pivot foot. You guys are all part of that groundwork that I need to be able to stay strong, to be able to push forward, be strong, do the things that are necessary for me to be successful. You're part of that. Each and every one of you listening to this podcast right now. Because if I put my thoughts and my energy out there and I get people coming back to me to go, that meant a lot to me, or that was something that it resonated with me, or that helped me to move and put one foot in front of the other and do everything necessary for me to try to just be successful one step at a time, why would I not be inspired by that? Right? They may not come in, they may not be coming to me to say, here's where you're at with your journey. I may not be feeling up to par with my journey, right? Which I'm not right now. I'm not feeling all that great up to par with my journey. But I feel good enough that I am getting through it day by day, and I'm arming myself with tools and resources to continue to maintain or continue to push forward and not fall and slide down like I used to. Right? So I feel pretty good about that. And when you hear compliments about that aspect of it, when people from people that get it, from people that are struggling with you, that understand the plight and the journey and the struggles and the hardships, they understand all those things. It's great, right? If you could surround yourself with people that are supportive of you, that know what you've been through, know what you're going through, and can lift you up when you need it, right at the times that you need it. You know, it was funny the other day. I have a friend that's also on a weight loss journey with me, and here we are talking. And I reached out to her and I said, hey, listen, I'm just checking in with you because you've been on my brain a little bit lately. And I just wanted to reach out to you to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I know the journey can be tough at times. We got a lot of other stuff that goes on in our head. We got the mental monkeys fluttering around in our brains. I just wanted to check in with you. And they almost broke down and said, you have no idea how much it meant to me that you reached out to me to ask me that right now, because I needed that support, somebody to lift me up right now to be able to make me feel better about the situation that I'm in and where I'm at. Because we're surrounding ourselves with people that are going through the same stuff that we are, that are trying to be successful and trying to be able to put one foot in front of the other successful every day, right? So what's your pivot? What is your grounding? When you put your pivot foot on the ground, like I talked about with basketball, and there's your groundwork, and this is where your stability comes from, what is that stability that you have? And if you don't know what that is, dig in to find out what it is and where it comes from. Where does your strength come from? Where's your support come from? Write those things down. Who are the people that you could go to talk to about this journey, to share your struggles and discuss things that maybe not other people might not be able to discuss with you or understand what you're going through? Who are those people? Write those names down. Because in this journey and in our life, something else bad is going to happen. I promise you. I'll put my hand on the Bible. I'll make a $1 million bet to know that something else will happen in your life, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, next year, or whatever. Something will try to shake the foundation of your life, and it's going to be a rough ride. And you're going to need those people. You're going to need those pivots. You're going to need that groundwork and that foundation to be able to move forward. So who are those folks? Write it down. Put it on a piece of paper. Post it on your fridge, put it on your mirror, do whatever you have to do, put it in your wallet, in your purse, for you to tap into every time that life starts getting tough. And know that those are the people that you can go to. Because the only reason I say to write it down is, well, for one, you can actually realize how many supportive people you do have in your life, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like we have a lot of supportive people in our lives. But you do have a lot. And if you've got a lot, awesome. That's the first step. Now you know what the framework is. You know you've got support. That alone in itself should make you feel really good that the groundwork and the foundation that you have set for yourself is key. And you know that there's going to be people that will be receptive and responsive to your plight or to your agony or to your angst or any of those things. Okay? So that's the first part of the pivot. The second part of the pivot is, what's your plan B? What's your plan C? Okay, if plan A is not working and you get something that comes by and sideswipes you and smacks you right in the face and knocks you down to your knees, and then you got to get back up and say, okay, do I keep doing plan A because I'm not as successful with plan A, or it's not going the way that I want it to, or do I move to plan B with the same goal type of thing in mind, but a different avenue I can take? Am I quick to pivot? Can I pivot and then land on 2 feet when I go for that pivot? Or am I making that really quick right turn and do I topple over to the left to be able to go there because it's just something that I'm just doing because it's just a plan B? The key to all of this, whether it's the pivot with the groundwork and the foundation, or whether it's the pivot for the plan A, plan B, and plan C, is 2 feet on the ground or 1 foot at least firmly planted for you to be strong, for you to be energetic, for you to be focused, for you to be driven, all those things. If you've got the framework and you've got the foundation for you to stand on, and nothing else can get in your way. And if you feel that way mentally, that's even more important than anything else. If you feel like you can attack anything, or you have the support necessary, or you feel like you have 2 feet on the ground, even when the ground is shaken, and you're in wobble mode, and the knees are shaking a little bit, but you're still firmed up, and you still know what your goals are, and you still know what your aspirations are, and you know what you got to be able to go to accomplish. It's going to take some flexibility, some bending of the knees, and for you to get there. And as the ground is shaking, for you to be able to move and wobble a little bit with it, right? Those are important. You can't just be rigid with those 2 feet. I know these are all euphemisms and analogies, but here's the thing. Know the pivot is a very important part of this journey. The pivot is huge. Not everything is going to go the rigid plan A. Not everything. And it's not going to go the exact way that you thought it was going to go. So many things come into play. So much noise. So many dramatic situations, so many side swipes, so many different things that might happen. For you to be successful, you just need to stay the course. You need to focus on what your goals are. You need to focus on making sure that you have a good support group around you. You can lean in on those folks at any time. And then also, lastly, part of this whole pivot game is you got to continue to celebrate your successes. Don't forget to celebrate in some of the things that you're doing really well. Because when life does happen and it throws that curveball, smacks you in the face, knocks you to your knees, and you have to get up, for you to get your 2 feet planted again or your pivot foot on the ground, you got to remember how far you've come. You can't think of how far you have to go. You can't think of how you're a failure because you put on 10 pounds or 15 pounds or whatever it is in your journey, or you lost a minute off your time, or you're not lifting as heavy weights as you once were, or whatever it is. Just know you got to focus on all the things that you have done and celebrate in those. That will help your foundation. It will help you feel strong, and it will help you put those 2 feet down for you to be successful. Because it's so important to feel like you're in control. My son does it every single day. He's a 13-year-old kid, and when a parent or an adult comes to him and tells him, you need to do it this way, he's so out of his mind because he's not in control. And it starts at that age. It really does. But when you're in control of things, you feel like you can attack the world. My wife and him went in the canoe over this last week, right? We were on vacation. They're going together. They're barking and screaming at each other, blah, 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 all this stuff, right? And I'm on the shoreline. I'm taking pictures. I'm out there fishing. I'm doing whatever. And they just wanted to go for a nice little relaxing canoe ride, but it wasn't all that relaxing until my son was in control, and he was in the back end of the boat, and he said, just let me do it. And she was like, okay, whatever. We're not going to go where we need to go, so go ahead and do it. And he controlled the situation. He was able to row the boat and be able to do everything. Now, the teachable moment is you need to work with your mother and have a conversation with her and dialogue and discuss and plan and those things, because he's a 13-year-old and he thinks he knows everything. But he was in control. In his mind, he felt, I feel so much stronger right now. I feel like I can really control the situation and I can really have an impact on what's going on. That mentality that he had is exactly what all of us look for. We want to be in control of our surroundings and our situations. Sometimes we're not, but the more control that we feel like we have in our actions and our behaviors, the more successful we're going to be. So find out what your foundation is. Who are your go-tos? Who are the people that will listen to you if you pick up the phone at midnight one night because you're really struggling or you're having some issues that will listen to you? Who's that person? Who are those people? What's that resource? Do you have a Facebook community of 41,000 people that you can reach to at any time, 24/7, and just reach out for help and get one or two people at least to be able to say, it's okay, I've been there, I know what you're going through. Or, suck it up, buttercup, let's go. Let's do this together. Whatever it is that you're looking for, there are people out there. Don't feel alone because you have help. But write those things down. My meeting that I go to, that's a resource. My family that I have that I can reach out, that's a resource. My best friend that I've had since high school, that's a resource. My Facebook community that I'm a part of, 41,000 strong, that's a resource. Instagram that I go to that I have gained friends and new people that I haven't really talked to before that are on the same journey that I am, that's a resource. Write those down. Be specific. Use those in the future. Because the more firm footing that you have in this journey, and the more control that you have in the direction of what you're taking and the direction that your feet take you, the more success you're going to have in this journey in general. So tomorrow, when you're in your 4th of July festivities and you are barbecuing and you're fireworking and you're going to the lake or you're swimming or whatever else that you're doing, playing cornhole, playing horseshoes or whatever, be mindful, right? Be mindful in the decisions that you're making, whether it's food-wise, because you don't want to go off the rails. Enjoy yourself, but just, you know, just enjoy yourself mindfully, right? Use the resources around you and know that if something happens tomorrow that's going to cause you to pivot, now you've got strength to pivot and go the direction you need to go, okay? Have a great 4th, everybody. Be safe. Be with the ones you love and care about, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.